I just want to touch on something that Blake mentioned, and that was, despite the result, he felt that you guys have progressively played better as the series has gone along. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got more comfortable in the games, and obviously it sucks to lose, and it's a tough way to lose, especially the last three games. But this team, is a team that never gives up. We've gone in situations like this before, and we always picked ourselves up. So we're excited to get the next game started, and we know we can come back.
The final stretch drive into the playoffs, just before clinching, just the nature of those games help at all in this situation, because you didn't have much margin for error then either.
Yeah, exactly. We it seemed like we were playing playoff hockey, since the deadline. So, it's been intense hockey for the last few months, but it's exciting, and we want to keep it going. We don't want our hockey to be done, so we're gonna be pushing hard these next few games.
Mark, have you ever played, been in a series where you were down 3-0, and is there some past experience you can take from?
No, I've never been in a series where I've been down 3-0, but I've been in a series where I've been up 3-0 and the teams came back. So, it can happen, and it can happen easily. So, we're ready to take that challenge on, and we're excited to take it on too.
It happened last spring. I mean, when the Kings were down 3-0 to San Jose in the first round and came back and won, can you draw anything from that? In terms of just mindset to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We know teams have done it before, so why can't we? That's the mentality that we can have, and we're a team that strives off character and strives off a challenge that people don't think can happen, and we're gonna take that challenge and go with it.
What was it like to play in this building last night for you?
It was pretty unbelievable. They were real loud. It was pretty cool to see the whiteout and the towels going. So it was an exciting atmosphere to play in, and I'm looking forward to it again tomorrow.
Mark, how do you keep it from getting in your head when you're playing a team that has this uncanny ability? It seems to, you've got them down and they just keep finding a way.
It's just combating it. It's, having that never give up attitude, even if they come back, deal with that adversity, deal with, a team being able to score late goals, but, take it as a challenge and know this is our game, we deserve it, and, just not letting it in your head.
I mean, what was the feeling on that bench yesterday when they scored again to tie it up? Is it a not again thing? I mean, how do you recover from that to get prepared for overtime?
You just have to put it out of your mind. You got to put it out, and you just have to think of it as a 0-0 game, and the next goal wins, and that's the way you have to look at it. And you can't think about all the intangibles that are going on. You just have to focus on your game and doing what it takes to win.
So it sounds like you're taking a larger task and breaking it down to a series of smaller tasks, which probably works out for this, right? Instead of having to win 4 straight games, you win 1.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way you have to look at it. You have to look at it, we're playing game 4. We're not playing game 4-7 all in one game. We're playing one game at a time, and you take that one shift at a time, and that's the way you have to look at it.